Bonjour Pravdan.
Bonjour.
Vous venez de Croatie.
Ouais, ouais. I come from Croatia.
Un nouveau pays de l'Europe.
A new partner of European Union.
A new partner of European Union. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In future, in 2 or 3 years, not yet.
C'est important pour vous que la Croatie soit dans l'Europe pour la danse croate.
Is it important for you that Croatia can be part of the European Union for the Croatian dance?
Well,
as far as the Croatian dance is concerned.
Yeah, this is like, now I should give a really long answer, but I will try to make it short. I think it is important in a way because since we are also one of the country from this, I would say, ex-Eastern Bloc, and we are like in this transition period, it is a little bit messy in all the areas. And things now these days, I mean these years, began to set on the space, to places, to organize themselves, to really be transparent, to build some structures. Because of the war, everybody like grabbed everything and it was a little bit chaotic. Mm-hmm. And now it's getting on the spot, little by bit, slowly by slowly. And when I'm saying this, also the infrastructure in Croatian dance, like this. Now we have these new generations, which is also girls from Tala and Tamara and Larissa and my company and everybody, who really see, okay, now we really did the top what we can, but we have no infrastructure. We really need people from culture, from government to like help us. And because, for example, in Zagreb, we still don't have a place or theater or any institution for dance. We have a lot of companies, and if you want to do the show, you have to rent a theater, and it costs a lot of money, and you don't get you don't have money so much, because we need some kind of institution. Blah 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 blah. So in these terms, I think it's very good to come to Europe, because then we will be able to take some fundings from Europe fundings, and I don't know, to get more exchange and of knowledge of everything, of cultural products. So yeah, I think you get my point.
Dans les repérages, il y a énormément de différences de danse, de contraste peut-être, de projets très très différents, voire contradictoires.
So in les repérages, there are a lot of projects or presentations that are very different from each other. And sometimes they are from the opposite sides, from the aesthetic point of view.
Well, I don't know how to comment this, but yeah, I think it is nice, it's good. It's good to have all the differences and like the languages, like the cultures, so people from everywhere. So it's okay. No, of course it's good. I mean, it will be boring if everything will be the same, no?
Donc, dans cet environnement complet, complexe,
in this complex environment,
comment vous situez votre projet?
How do you locate your own project?
Well, yeah, I don't think of this. I mean, I don't like. I think it. Somebody else should do it. People who are watching it, who do, I don't know, critics, who do everything. Because me, and as an artist, I do what I do in country where I live with conditions what I have, and this is what I do, what I feel I need to do, I want to do, what are my interests, what am I dealing with. So I don't like put it, okay, this is comparing to this, I'm there and there. I mean, it's interesting to see, to get the reaction from people also from here, from France and from other countries, to say something about the show, and then I said, ah, you see it like this, oh, very interesting, you see it like this. But yeah, it's really difficult for me at the moment when I do the piece, when it's like new, to put it somewhere like in, I don't know, or in boxes or shape it, this is there, this is there. After some time had passed, then I can have a better distance to see where was it and what I did and everything.
Alors, pour préciser la question, comment vous définissez votre projet artistique?
Then how do you define your personal, your project, your artistical project?
This one?
Yes.
I think in dance, when you do dance, you do it because you don't write books, you don't do with words, you do with movement. So this is what I wanted to do, I did. And so I would describe it, so get dealing with in one part of my life, all of my friends get pregnant, and me doing with the body, I started to look at their bodies, how they changed. And I really asked myself, wow, how is it if your body changed so much? How do you feel? What do you do? So I started to work on this piece. And on the other hand, this is connected with all the things going on in Croatia. Before, I was doing just dance. Now I'm in all kind of boards of dance community, to contact with the city government, and I really work a lot sitting, writing at computer and everything. So this happened simultaneously. So me dancing a little bit more, so I really get a bit plumpy. So I also wanted to really deal with this with my dancer at my age, with the belly, and because it's changed somehow, I connected it with the change of a body, woman when she's been pregnant. And that's, I decided to make this piece. So this is, how would I say it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope. How do you say hope? Thank you.
Hvala.
Hvala.
Hvala. You know?
Yes, of course.
Good.
Hvala.
Merci beaucoup.